it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
No more putting it off. Time to get into the day. It's February the 6th, Wednesday on the air. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. What?
Is it Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday.
Good Lord.
What in the world happened to Tuesday?
Wednesday.
I didn't even
notice.
Tuesday
was yesterday. It's one of those things. This is why you live in the now. I spent a lot of time yesterday with various philosophies and philosophers on the value of time and understanding. I told you about these fellows I met from Australia who are going to become sort of business advisors. And in that, you get personal advice free for the taking with the business advice. And one of the things, I cut into this, actually Meredith got me into this about, when was it, last September, I think, with the Tolle, however you pronounce his name, and the Power of Now.
I've been reading that book. Really good book.
Isn't it amazing?
Apparently Sean Hannity is reading it right now, too.
Yeah, right.
I heard him mention it.
So, I mean, but it's all about where you are. You have this, these fellows who are working with me emphasizing and stressing something. It's amazing when you kind of get into something. And then I use this analogy all the time. When you buy a red car, you've never noticed red cars before, but then everybody's driving a red car.
Right.
You drive a white Range Rover, and you never noticed them before, but now everybody's driving a white Range Rover, whatever it is. And so in this circumstance, we have the reality of understanding what you can't do anything about, and that's yesterday and tomorrow. You can only do. And so every moment, though, the philosophy of every moment being the future, because now we've been talking for 60 seconds or so, and we started at one place in the now, and now we're ahead of it because now keeps changing. Now is the future because it was. The future is now. You can turn it around if you want to. And so the importance of establishing the understanding of that and how it works, how you you look at the people and relationships, again, whether they're personal or whether it's at work or wherever it may be, and understanding that worrying about what happened in the past doesn't get you any place. Mm-hmm. Understanding the value of now and how you feel now and how you deal with now is the most important thing. And we've all spent much time in our lives going back and being regretful. I have a lot of regrets, actually, but what good do they do?
You can't.
Right.
You've learned. Have you learned? If you've learned from the things that you did before, that those are not the things to do, and you can be comfortable in your own skin, knowing that you won't do those things again, you've learned your lesson, and you move on. Is that enough? Sometimes it is, depending on how it works. Sometimes it isn't, depending on, again, relationships are amazing things, and how people think about stuff in the now ought to be with a forgiving tone from the past. It's easier said than done, though, for sure. Do you have a goal today, by the way? Richie, what's your goal for the day today?
My goal today.
Your purpose today.
I have some short-term goals here at work.
Yeah.
A to-do list.
One thing. What's on the list?
The one thing that's on the list is we're building a new video control room.
Yes.
And I have a few goals that need to get done in that room.
Got to finish that. All right, Roberta.
An electrician is coming.
My goal is to make sure I can get an appointment for Victoria immediately at the neurologist for the serious concussion that she received Friday, because they forced a 5'1" girl to play basketball at school.
Well, this goes back to this whole discussion that I'm hot on, these various quote-unquote games that are played by children or people of all ages. This is a basketball game that Roberta's daughter was involved in playing. This is a unisex basketball experience with a big six-foot kid, and he didn't do this on purpose.
Oh, no, this was an accident.
Right, but she got hit with a basketball in her head.
Very hard.
And she's a small kid.
Yeah.
And basketball is very hard. So now she's had a concussion, and Roberta doesn't want her to go through the same experience that so many other people, athletes or not, have gone through at that age especially. She's, what is she, 16 now?
She just turned 17.
17. 17. Man, I can remember her when she was in a
baby. Diaper. Oh, baby.
I remember when she was born.
Yeah.
When she was conceived.
Hey, sitting under the basketball net is a dangerous place.
No, she was walking by, and she happened to be walking right by that area where they were throwing the ball, and she got hit in the head. Which, you know, why are kids even exposed to sports where there are potential injuries? You know, if they want kids
was
to
she
be
there to play
fit,
the game?
Oh, come on, Roberta.
No, no. There are so many other ways that they can stay physically fit without having to play football or basketball or any of these games that could cause injury.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. What? Like what?
She yoga. Yeah. Yoga is a fantastic.
Why, it is. What do you?
It's
you
one
sound
of the best.
Richie,
one of the best
like that.
Things that you can possibly do.
You've done yoga, Richie. What are you laughing about?
I do. I don't do yoga, but I do stretching and stuff for Taekwondo. Yes, but and you know, and it's kind of Tai Chi like when we do our forms.
You do Tai Chi, yeah, right. Excellent.
So, but well, it's more power. But I just can't imagine. Okay, we have 52 fourth graders here. Okay, kids, downward dog.
Okay, so instead you're going to make them play football and basketball.
Yeah.
And soccer.
Sure.
And volleyball.
Yeah.
Okay. So Richie doesn't agree with you.
Especially girls, you know. I mean, come on.
Hey, listen, you have to take precautions. You have to be safe, and you have to...
they're going to wear helmets now?
So she wasn't forced to play. She was just walking
by. No, she was. She had to be in the gym.
Right. So here's where I would agree with you is that maybe there should be a girls' basketball squad that practices together and a guys' basketball squad, because certainly the thrust in which a basketball and that thing beans you on the head, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
We're going to play the devil's advocate here for a minute. Okay?
Why she's playing with 6 foot guys, I don't know. There's
mixed. Right. Well, but the whole thing is, too, that she goes to a highly prestigious performing arts school. Why are they forcing kids who take dance, who take stage combat, who are constantly active? There is not an overweight kid in that school.
All right, stop.
So why are they forced? Why are they forced to do this?
The point is that there are opportunities here. The thing, and I'm again playing the devil's advocate because I sort of agree with Roberta.
There's even a weight room.
Will you quiet? Just calm down, will you please? We got it.
She can smash a finger in a weight, Roberta.
Well, but you know what? The devil's advocate side of me suggests that you can be exposed to this stuff anywhere. You could be walking down the street and some kid playing in the middle of the street with a wiffle ball, they hit it and you get whacked in the head with it, or something worse. But that doesn't mean that it's smart or necessary.
My next door neighbor got a concussion in drama class when she tripped over a prop.
Here's the thing that happens. These are unintended consequences that nobody thinks about, because that isn't where people's minds are. They're not thinking about what if the unfortunate reality of living in a place like New York, and I hear this is Meredith's refrain all the time when I'm doing things on the farm, well, maybe you'll get sued, because she worked for a big company, and big companies get targeted. You're going to get sued. No matter what, somebody's going to figure out a way to try to sue you to get money out of you. And so there are people who spend a lot of time thinking about the unintended consequences of any circumstance, but I'm figuring, Roberta, there are not a lot of people who are sitting around that school thinking, what happens if a girl walks by when somebody's playing basketball and she gets hit in the head with the basketball? Maybe they'll do things differently now. But there are also the reactions and the overreactions to a lot of this stuff that happen. And so I'm with you because I don't like the idea of children being exposed to any of this stuff.
Well,
and the other side of it is, I mean, this is just an accident, pure and simple. It could have happened to her. Somebody, you know, she could have, walking down the hall, somebody could have opened their locker right in front of her head or something. Who knows? But you're saying that isn't the case. This is the real case, so something needs to really be done about the real case.
Well, the kids, you know, because of mandates, are forced into
these
programs.
Title IX.
The guidance council was telling me even they have a kid in who was blind and half deaf, a brilliant pianist,
yeah.
and he was forced to take
this
his
is
head.
The problem.
Like, are you kidding
with
me?
Federal regulations.
No, this is the, state regulations.
Well, even
state.
Even then, the boogeyman is everywhere.
It's ridiculous.
You must do this.
Yeah.
You got to have a law
hey,
for
listen,
that.
If you take the sports,
this,
you know, then you would be saying, "Oh, you don't have kids being active enough."
Yeah.
It's you know because hey, listen, most of the country is whining and complaining because PE. My daughter only takes PE 2 days a week. And my son, PE, 2 days a week.
Should be every day.
Should be every day.
Every
oh,
day.
Wait a minute. Now we have a situation where they might get hurt.
They could do jumping jacks.
Everybody, that's the problem.
I remember doing
that's
jumping
why so many
jacks
kids
and sit-ups and stuff like that.
You could tear an ACL.
You
jumping
could,
jacks.
You could,
yeah,
under,
but it's not as serious as
right,
a head injury.
You be quiet?
Sorry, that's
sorry.
A concussion.
Shh, you've made your point. It's, calm down. All right. Anyway, I was going to make a point, but I'm looking at the clock here. If we don't do something quick, Richie, we're not going to have time to get in the Queen of Cheap, and we need to do that. So stand by. Roberta puts on her other hat and her cape. Mm-hmm. She's the Queen of Cheap in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Ooh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Let's start off with JCPenney. If you're a JCPenney card holder, we got a coupon for you and a special code. You get $10 off a $10 purchase, basically free. They're paying you to take the stuff out. If you got somebody in the military, Scion, the car manufacturer, is offering a free Scion military care package. It can contain all sorts of different stuff, including prepaid internet cards, absolutely free. You can request a new one every 12 months, and it's absolutely free, and we tell you how to do that to help our men and women in the service. Brugger's Bagel and Cream Cheese on February 7th, which is tomorrow, I think, till 11 a.m., you get a free bagel and cream cheese. So bagel and a schmear, as we say here in
schmear.
New York City, and a schmear.
A schmear.
Just in time for Valentine's Day. You know those adorable flirty aprons that you see now? I mean, they're really cute. They're like right out of the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
There's a sale going on at 50% off. It's good through the 9th. Just the thing for Valentine's Day. And Office Max, my goodness, if you've got Max Rewards, you can take home a whole bunch of stuff cheap. What it is, like, let's say you get some Papermate Sharp Writer mechanical pencils. They got a 12-pack for $4.99. Then you get $4.99 back in Max Rewards. So essentially, they're free because then you can take those Max Rewards and buy something else that you want, like your new laptop or something.
Right.
Not for $4.99, maybe $499. And all this stuff is on the Queen of Cheap at DougSteffen.com. Go check it out.
Queen of Cheap box, center portion of the homepage at DougSteffen.com for Roberta's material.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug, Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Synthesizer.
Gloria and Stefan.
Tell me you're shy, boy, but I want you just to say.
And a drum machine.
Kind of cool, though, actually. Nice, a refreshing reversal in reality.
Yeah.
Bang it up, Richie! I had great admiration for Gloria Estefan and this latest story that you can find at DougStefan.com. She and her husband apparently are working on a Broadway show based on her life. Her husband is sort of a musical entrepreneur, Emilio Estavaz. Estefan. Emilio and Gloria.
Emilio Estevez is...
Right, yeah.
A
ways from this Martin Sheen
right,
son.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Anyway, the couple is working on the this show that will trace her life, and actually their lives, from leaving Cuba to becoming the stars that they are. The Journey of Success is what it's called. These people just have... I don't know about her husband. I don't know that much about him, but I know she's got nothing but raw talent. As far as I'm concerned, they're very passionate. You can see it. You can feel it in the way she moves.
She makes a good Cuban sandwich, too, if you ever go to her restaurant in Miami.
Really?
Yeah, I love Cuban.
She's in a restaurant?
She owns a restaurant right there on the beach.
Is she working in the restaurant? Is she making
she made my sandwich personally.
Really? Good.
Brought it out to me.
Yeah, right, exactly. She came here from Cuba as a youngster. I ended up in Miami, met her husband there, became the lead singer in his band, which was called the Miami Sound Machine. Oh, my God, this is great. This one you got to really crank up. They've been married since 1978. She sold more than 100 million albums around the world, won 7 Grammy Awards, produced a list of hits like Conga, The Rhythm is Going to Get You, 1, 2, 3, and Turn the Beat Around. I think this is interesting how people come together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is. She and her husband, when they married...
Think about that, like her and her husband, or like the Beatles, how they all met.
What brings people together? What brought us together? What brought you and me and
fate.
Roberta and pure Jennifer fate. Together?
Yeah.
What brought you together with your...
prison sentence.
Yeah, we're brought to you together with Janet.
That was Fade.
Be the teardrop spilling over your resentment. Don't intend to be the cry with which you voice your discontentment. I don't want to be a picture fading slowly. Yeah.
Very smooth.
Memory.
Very, very smooth stuff. All right, let's do a 2020 entertainment quiz. Everybody ready?
Sure.
This is funny yesterday. If you see some of the video from Kiefer Sutherland being named the Man of the Year, got the Hasty Pudding Award at Harvard. And so it brought me back around to thinking about his career and the people he's been with. Again, what we, in our life here, part of the thing that people love to talk about is gossip and relationships and that sort of thing. So here's a question for you, and you'll get one of those new Aaron Neville CDs. We have one of those for you if you answer this question at 888-302-3684. Our swell prize will go to you if you can tell me who Kiefer Sutherland was once engaged to, who was an Oscar-winning actress. She called off the engagement. Who was that? 888-302-3684. You know the answer, Richie?
You know, did this actress star in a movie about breaking off engagements? And he co-starred with her in one of their first movies?
Yeah, one of the first movies. Yeah, that's how they got together. All right, who's this lady? 888-302-DOUG.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody! Curtain up!
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are... the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli, discussing what's going on in the world, having a little fun here and there. Opinions galore. Jennifer's off today because it is her birthday.
Aww. Yay, Jen!
888-302-3684. Coming up in a moment, the newest creation from the cell phone folks, plus a record has been set this month in America, and it's not a good one. First, though, let's get the answer to the entertainment quiz. Question comes on Kiefer Sutherland, who got the Hasty Pudding Award at Harvard yesterday. He was engaged once to a lady who won an Oscar. She called it off. I'm not sure why. I suppose there are all kinds of speculations. Maybe the lady who knows the answer to this question knows the whys and wherefores. Kathleen is in southeast Iowa. Welcome to Good Day, Kathleen. Nice to have you here. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
That's good. All right, so who is this actress that we're looking for?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts called off the wedding 3 days before she and Kiefer Sutherland were going to tie the knot. Looking at the two of them today, they are still friends. She was sort of part of that whole group, wasn't she, Richie, when you get right down to it, the Estevezes and the Sheens and just the same age. They were kind of together then.
They weren't the Brat Pack, but they were kind of the extended Brat Pack,
right.
The post-Brat Pack.
Weren't they in that movie Flatliners?
Mm-hmm. Flatliners, yeah.
But did they do other stuff together as well?
I think they did, but Flatliner was the one that really kind of. What was the one with the worms? They did that one together too. I forget that.
Didn't sound good. Kathleen, you know what movie he's talking about?
No.
Hold on, let me worms, look it up real quick.
Yeah, we can forget about worms. All right, so Kathleen, are you a fan of Aaron Neville's?
No.
Do you know who Aaron Neville is?
He's a singer.
Yeah. Neville Brothers, you ever hear of the Neville Brothers?
I think so.
Yeah, big from New Orleans, but lots and lots of hits. He's put together a new CD that's got about 18 or 19 tunes that go back to the 60s, where he grew up with all this music. He wanted to put it on a CD, so he and Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones have put this together. Very, very cool. We're going to give you one of those CDs, all right? How's that for a deal?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, and thank you for listening. Do you like Roberta? Kathleen?
Yes.
You like Roberta?
Yes, I do.
Do you? You like Richie?
Yes.
Okay.
I like all of you. You're very, very cheerful in the morning.
We're cheerful.
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 That's very good. Cheerful is better than tearful. All right. We put you through enough agony, Kathleen. Hold on just a second. And I think Michael will take good care of you. Kiefer Sutherland almost
just
married.
Just in a quick search for movies, that other movie.
Yeah.
Here are some headlines in 2007. Kiefer Sutherland forgives Julia Roberts for leaving him.
Aww.
That's too bad.
Running off days before their 1991 wedding.
Oh, that was that long ago?
Yeah.
All right, here's the stat of the day. Everybody ready?
Sure.
The number of American workers collecting federal disability payments climbed to a record high. Listen to this. 8,830,026 people collected a disability payment last month from you and me. And the word on the street is half of those people are probably fraudulent. The number in December was 8,827,000. So is that about 3,000 more in the course of a month? Social Security Administration released the number yesterday. 8,830,000. This is the 192nd straight month that the number of American workers collecting federal disability payments has increased. You know, the last time the number of Americans collecting disabilities decreased was January 1997. That month, the number of workers taking disability dropped 249 people. Listen to this. The number in 1997 was 4,385,623. So from 1997 to 2013, the number has doubled. You're paying federal disability to 8,830,026 people last month. And even the government says there's all kinds of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in that number. So how do you like that? I don't even know what the average payment is. Anybody know?
Don't know.
Disability payment? Anybody who's listening that knows gets
it. Never collected it.
If you take exception to what I'm saying, you're welcome to join us at 888-302-3684. Here's something that also, at this time of year, as we think about Valentine's Day, which is, what, a week from tomorrow?
Thursday.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. All right, so there's a survey out today that suggests in the question department, this was done by one of the singles, I think one of the online websites, one of the dating sites, what singles consider a must-have in looks for a potential date or partner? What do you think that is, Roberta? What's the number one thing that dates want in their partner?
Good teeth.
You're right. How'd you know?
Just my guess.
Right. Now, this is something, this survey of potential, there are 5,000 people that were surveyed here, so it's not a small survey. A lot of times these surveys are done with a couple hundred people. The approach is that I'm looking at all of them, 65% would not date someone with a credit card greater than $5,000 in debt.
How would you know, though?
Yeah, but you wouldn't unless you asked, and that's really a crass
question. I'm just going to tell
question.
You the
right, exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah. Let's see here. 42% would not date a virgin. 38% would cancel a date because of something
would
they
found. Would not date a virgin.
While doing internet research on their date. But by far, the number one thing that people want is clean teeth.
Yep.
Because that is a good indicator of hygiene,
yep.
Says one person who was interviewed. So, we have the perfect fix for that, as you might imagine. You've heard me talk about power swabs. Now is the time to come to the aid of your own teeth by calling 800-865-7602. You can order power swabs. They'll get to you quickly. This is the proven whitening system that removes years of stains off your teeth so you can get a date and a kiss by next Thursday. You want a date? You want a kiss? Get power swabs. 800-865-7602. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Save 50% off the retail price. Nothing says lovin' like something in the oven. Remember that? Nothing says lovin' like something in your mouth.
Yep. Muffins in the oven.
Yeah, well, this is better. Mm-hmm. White smile, teeth that look good, Valentine's Day kiss guaranteed. 800, heck, I'll give you a kiss if you have clean teeth. 800, not you, Richie. 800.
Thank you.
865. Can you imagine? That's really yucky.
Don't even go there.
Oh, my God.
About to eat breakfast. Don't want to ruin
800.
It. 800. Thank
you. White teeth for a date. Power swabs. 800-865-7602.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to really clean up this spring? Then lose that nasty carpet at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Sale. Clearance flooring is an incredible 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate is just 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished bamboo is up to 40% less. Prefinished solid exotic hardwood up to 28% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Get ready. Spring flooring sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
All right. I'm just I'm digressing a little bit here because I'm dealing with something that I dealt with yesterday that I think everybody ought to know about if you didn't know about it. My daughter and I have a note for her education at Brown. Brown. She went there for 3 years, and then she went to one of the Oxford colleges to get her PhD. And the final note, I paid off most of all of it over the years. The Oxford part was like 126. And I was saying this for any other reason to make the point what a ripoff these student loans are and how students ought to be getting a leg up and instead they're getting screwed. Sallie Mae is a privately held fund with lobbyists and people connected to Washington. Listen to this. I don't have the paperwork right in front of me, but what I remember about it, and I was just sending an email to my daughter to sort of tell her what the conversation was with these people yesterday, because we were trying to figure out, this loan went into effect in 2004, so it's been 9 years. The original loan was for $84,000, all right? And it's been paid down by about $14,000. Follow me here, folks. The payments are $411 a month. All right, that's what they set up. That's what they said. The payments. And I never asked the question. I don't know why. And maybe it's because I wasn't paying much attention. But Megan and I were talking about this the other day, so I thought I'd look into it. So $411 a month. Of that, $225 is interest, and the rest of it goes to principal.
Wow.
No. So in almost 10 years, we've only paid the note down by $14,000. So I'm asking this guy. I finally went to a supervisor because the woman that answered the phone was such an ignorant.
What's the rate?
The rate is 3.87%. However, it's a 30-year note. I'm sure if we looked at the fine print, we'd see it sometimes. A 30-year note. And if you pay according to, because I want to get it paid off faster. So you look at these numbers and how these kids that get out of school have these notes and they pay forever. It's like
it's
an albatross around
it's
your neck.
So ridiculous.
And we have to take personal responsibility here. I'm not complaining about anything other than understanding that what these people who are, this is a government-sanctioned program that pretty much everybody gets into. Sallie Mae is something we all are familiar with, or we've gone to school or helped our children go to school. So in making these payments at this rate, It will take 30 years to pay off that $84,000. Right. And the interest rate, how much do you think they make in interest on that $84,000? Take a guess.
Half.
100,000?
Keep going.
Really?
Wow.
Keep oh, my
going.
Goodness. 200?
Figure it out. No, figure it out. Wow. It's $225 a month. That's 12 months a year, okay? Multiply that times 30 and see what you come up with.
Oh,
it's astounding. Astounding. So well, I don't know what the alternative is if you can't. I mean, you can't usually borrow money from a regular. This is an unsecured loan, and that's what they tell you. That's why it costs so much to do it because it's not secured. You can walk away from it anytime and they get stiffed. But you know, you couldn't go to your bank and get a loan for 3.87 unless it was secured by a piece of real estate. So that's what they tell you.
But that's not too easy to do today anyway.
My nephew, who is just graduating from the University of Maryland, was such a smart kid.
Yeah.
Did 2 years at the local community college in Annapolis, Maryland, Anne Arundel College, mm-hmm. and then transferred and got all kinds of money given to him for scholarships to go to Maryland. And I think he ended up paying, $8,000 or $10,000 a year after the scholarships. So he's in the hole, and he comes out. He's going for his CPA test in a few months and already has a job. Hasn't even graduated. Mm-hmm. Has his CPA test lined up. Thinks he could be able to ace it the first time, but, you know, it's always a thing. And has a job lined up where he's making like $80,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for him.
I mean, what a smart kid.
888-302-3684. All right. The question had to do with disability payments. When I just went through those numbers, here's Yvonne, who has the average. Now, is this something that you get, Yvonne? Are you involved in this program?
Well, I'm on disability, but I would say it's 800 is the average. I get more than that because I live in El Paso, but I'm originally from California. And I've worked at least 45 years out of my life in California.
Yeah.
So when I lived in California in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, I made a lot of money because I used to work at IBM and Apple Computer.
So you
and
had some kind of disability.
I worked at all the high-tech companies because I'm from Silicon Valley. What?
You're getting money. What kind of disability do you have?
I'm on Social Security disability.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Work.
Why are you getting it? What happened to you?
What
happened to you?
Oh yeah, I have the carpal tunnel real bad, and my hands are my doctor had said that I could lose complete use of my hands.
It's a big problem
if
nowadays.
I didn't stop doing what I was doing.
Really?
All these people on computers all day long with their wrists sitting on the desktop.
But you can't get a job doing anything. So is this your income? No.
I could still work. They say that you can still work and make money, and I do. And I'm a substitute teacher here in El Paso.
Yeah. All right. Interesting numbers there. It's just the whole thing of these millions and millions of dollars and people. And
you know, a lot of the things that this comes from, too, is first responders.
Yeah, so. Right. It also comes from a lot of people who think that they're entitled.
Yep, that's it.
888-302-3684. All right, we better check our television news here, Richie. Jennifer's not here, so that means I can have my way and do whatever I want. Not for a lot of time, because I only got about 60 seconds anyway. Courtney Cox reuniting with Matthew Perry. They were on Friends together.
Yeah.
They're guesting on an upcoming episode of Perry's new comedy, Go On. She's going to play a new love interest for Perry's character. Were they love interests? I never understood who... Monica and Chandler, they were an item, were they in Friends?
Chandler and Monica were an item. They were married.
Were they married?
On the show, yeah.
Okay. All right, there's a little cat fight brewing here, Roberta.
Oh.
Apparently, although this
is not... They were brother and sister. No, that was the other one. Brother and sister. No, okay.
Mariah Carey and Jennifer Lopez don't like each other, mostly because apparently behind the scenes, Jennifer Lopez has been coaching Nicki Minaj in how to act or react or get at Mariah. And so I'm thinking there's going to be a meow, or maybe there already is a meow. Mariah and Jennifer, arch enemies, because
that's so funny.
Apparently Mariah, one of them poked fun at the other's weight at one point in time, and women don't do that. Nobody does that.
Yeah, that
right?
never goes over well.
Women doesn't go over well, no. 51 after on Good Day. Thank you.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Warren Eckstein, he's everybody's pet. I have this today, the video of the day, Warren, is another one of these sort of outtakes. The bulldog, or actually a number of bulldog video excerpts from riding surfboards or the, what do they call those?
Skateboards.
Boards? Skateboards, yeah.
Yeah.
There have been two or three of these floating around. This is the most recent one. It's just nothing but fun. Surfing, skating on the snow. So the bulldog, you might want to check out the video of the day today. The bulldog riding around on all these boards. You wonder about training and how you get the dog comfortable. I couldn't imagine Charlotte doing this, but there are dogs that are cool when it comes to this sort of thing. We'll talk about that and things that are wonderfully sensitive with regard to your pet. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here on Good Day. Stand by.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Are you sick of dating psychos?
I can't wait to meet you.
And ugly people? I was. Until a friend told me about myeternalflame.net. All the men are abdominally rated, and they all have jobs. Plus, the ex-con cross-reference makes sure I don't cry myself to sleep on Valentine's Day. There's so much man candy there.
But do they have all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. Maybe that's why Sears is number one in appliances.
I want some of that.
This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears.
All right, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, the blog that you have running, and we have it followed in the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com today about pets beating partners in the battle for women's hearts. In other words, women prefer pets to partners. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's a new survey that,
nice.
That was came out before Valentine's Day that women prefer kissing their pets and men prefer kissing women.
Really?
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. That all goes well until, like, the other day we were at our neighbor's house and their dog came in with a dead squirrel in its mouth.
Yeah, you see the dogs running around with things. When Charlotte's on the farm, she loves digging around the manure pile.
And yet women still prefer kissing their dogs. What does that tell you guys?
All right.
Hey, you were talking about skateboarding.
It means you have to show up with a dead squirrel in your mouth.
You were talking about skateboards, Doug?
I was. Matter of fact, our video of the day today has bulldogs on skateboards and on the snowboards and on, you know, the water surfing.
I know I'm not bragging. I'm not one with this big ego. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to send you a still photograph of me training my pet pig, Corky, to skateboard in 1983.
Really?
She appeared on the Letterman show with me. I wish I had the tape, but I do have stills. So a dog skateboarding, to me, that's passé. You know, a pig skateboard.
A pig. You get the pig to do it.
You cannot believe how much wood I used increasing the size of the skateboards as she got bigger and bigger.
Pigs are very smart.
Oh, more intelligent than any dog I've ever worked with. And
very
the most
smart.
Important part about the pig is their emotions. They have every emotion that human beings have.
By the way, I was talking to some friends of mine, newfound friends, who are helping me with a number of projects. And one of the things we were talking about was the animal kingdom, because they're interested in my farm. And the fact that cows are number one on the totem pole in terms of development. The top five animals, you might be interested actually in talking to these people. Top five animals, they say, according to the research, in terms of moving up the evolutionary ladder. Number five is the elephant. Number four is the camel. Number three is the dog. Number two is the horse. Number one is the cow.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating. Richie, you have a question for Warren.
You know, one of the things that my kids are doing for their PTA project is creating gift baskets for a raffle. So you buy raffle tickets and somebody wins, or you bid on the basket and they win. So the basket for my daughter's class has a pet theme to it. And so I thought, okay, well, we could put in as part of it, you know, a gift certificate to the pet store, and then we could put a donation in your name to the local ASPCA. But wanted to see if Warren had any other good ideas for things to put in the gift basket.
Yeah, how about if I send you a copy of my book?
Oh, well, that would be wonderful.
There you go.
Perfect.
The other thing I would really, really put in there is maybe, I wonder if the class would take a trip. If the class could do it as a trip and go to a local humane or rescue. A lot of classes are doing that.
It's a great way
to learn about things.
Great idea. See, you helped me already.
Hey, shoot me an email. I'll send you a book for the class.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Don't shoot him an email. Send him an email.
I'm going skateboarding with a pig. I'll be back.
Very good. Have a nice time. Hey, so Warren Eckstein, check out the pet show through DougStephan.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.